नमस्कार, दिस इज अखिलेश भार्गव अगेन. वेलकम टू टिडबिट्स ऑन बिजनेस एंड फाइनेंस विद मी. एज टाइम गोज बाय, द ICICI बैंक चंदा कोचर सागा गेट्स मोर एंड मोर मर्कियर. मोर एंड मोर डर्ट एंड स्केलेटन्स आर कमिंग आउट ऑफ द कबर्ड एंड द चार्जेस एंड मिसकॉन्डक्ट इज गेटिंग मोर एंड मोर सीरियस. ऑल दिस मिसकॉन्डक्ट एक्चुअली इज ऑफ अ टाइम राइट्स इन द टाइम Chanda Kochhar was appointed CEO of ICICI Bank, which is in 2009. But it yet surfaced in 2016. And because at that point of time, she was so much in control of the bank, when Reserve Bank conducted an inquiry in 2016, she perhaps managed to put it down. She must have thought it's a closed affair now, but it was not a closed affair. The whistleblower filed yet another complaint with ICICI Bank. He made direct and very incriminating allegations. He alleged very directly that there was an instance of quid pro quo, that for those loans sanctioned by ICICI Bank to the Videocon group, investments were made by Videocon into the company owned by Chanda Kochhar's husband Deepak Kochhar. The allegation was quid pro quo or consideration for loans granted. The allegation was conflict of interest. The allegation was violation of code of conduct. But then, at that point of time, she was still in good power. While this allegation of the whistleblower, which was somewhere in, I think, December 2017, this particular allegation of the whistleblower, the fresh one, it initiated inquiries against ICICI Bank and against Chanda Kochhar and her family by ED, CBI, Income Tax Department, as well as SEBI. But at that point of time, she was in full flow. Even without waiting for the investigation by these agencies to conclude, the board of directors of ICICI Bank very quickly gave her a clean chit. They had not even looked into those allegations. And thus, when on 29th March 2018, the chairman of ICICI Bank, the then chairman Mr. M.K. Sharma, very hurriedly in a press conference said that all is well and nothing wrong has been done by Ms. Kochhar, we were certainly not convinced. Even the whistleblower was not convinced. So, he came up with another complaint, which was somewhere in April 2018. This time, his charges went beyond violation of code of conduct. Charges went beyond violation of conflict of interest. The charges were even more serious. He alleged that ICICI Bank under Chanda Kochhar had deliberately window dressed and manipulated its books of accounts. He alleged that more than 10,000 crores of bad loans were not disclosed. In other words, he said the profits of ICICI Bank had been overstated by 10,000 crores. That was a very serious charge. RBI got into motion again. SEBI issued a notice, this time personally against Chanda Kochhar. It was a show cause notice for prosecution for violating SEBI regulations. I'm sure the other investigation agencies also took note and got into motion. The whistleblower even revealed that ICICI had a software by which they were able to manipulate it, by which they were able to manipulate its financial statements and books of accounts even on a backdated basis. In other words, the entire board of directors knew what was happening. It reminded one of the late Jayalalitha and her yes men cabinet of ministers. The board of directors were consciously involved in manipulating the financial statements and the books of accounts of ICICI Bank. What is now occupied center stage is this allegation: manipulation, window dressing of books of accounts. More than 1,000 loan accounts are now under investigation. The records related to those accounts, to those loans, right from the application made to the sanction letter, finally leading to the NPA in the accounts, are all under investigation. And while this is happening, a lot other is happening. The investors, the large-scale foreign investors, have actually been exiting the ICICI Bank share because of a huge reputational risk that the bank now carries. We are told that senior management The senior executives of ICICI are a very disappointed and disgruntled lot today because of the misconduct of their CEO and the board of directors. ICICI has also appointed Justice B.N. Shri Krishna to investigate the entire charges of misconduct against not just Chanda Kochar but also the board of directors across the board. SEC USA is also said to be investigating because ICICI shares are listed on the New York Stock Exchange. And if all this is going on, the charges that have been taken by Income Tax, SFIO, Enforcement Directorate and CBI and SEBI have not been dropped. While all this is parallelly continuing, the new saga is one of window dressing of books of accounts by ICICI. They say that loans to the tune of $3 billion, which would be almost 20,000 crores, have gone bad and have not yet been disclosed. It means ICICI's profits will be hit even further. While Chanda Kochar is on an indefinite leave and the investigation by Justice Shri Krishna continues, a lingering doubt has been cast on the authenticity, integrity and genuineness of the financial statements of ICICI and all those loans that it gave, which have all turned bad, very clearly to the knowledge of Ms. Chanda Kochar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.